Simon Reish Dalit Sif Yud Beis.
225?
Yeah. Now, it's interesting he puts it here, because we're going to have it again later. But Kol Shehu Ikar Bimo Tefela. You have Ikar and a Tavla, Mavarach Al HaIkar, Potras Tefela. So the Ikar Potras Tefela. And again, this is sort of, for some of the things we've said here, you know, mixing honey with spices and things like that, where you have an Ikar and a Tavla, right? But the general rule is if you have an Ikar and a Tavla, right, cereal and milk, so unless you've added extra milk to have chocolate milk at the end of your fruity cocoa pebbles, right? So the milk is tuffled to the cereal, even if there is some milk left over. All right, we'll see more about the Ikar and Tuffle rules later. And he says, V'chol davar she'ma'arvan oso ledabek, and anything that you mix in so that the stuff can stick together better, o k'day litein reyach, or to give it some smell, o k'day litzpa tavshel. So if you're putting in food coloring, you're putting in, you know, some other taste, something that's going to provide some taste. I raise a tefillah. This is a, smell. Excuse me. So I raise a tefillah. Right. So those are all tuffle, right? No matter, even though the whole food may smell like this thing, but again, it's tough. Avalim erev kidei litain tam betarubos. But if you mix something in to give it taste, harehu ikar. Right. We'll see about what that means. Right. That becomes the ikar. Lefikach minei devash mevash nosam. You have types of honey that you cook. We know some of them. And you put some wheat particles in there so that the stuff will stick together. You also mean a mesiki, make some sort of candy. And right? Just again, we will have this rule that the chameshas mean a dagon, even if they're not the majority, if they're there for taste, right? They're going to make the product of mezonos. So, for example, chalent is the classic case. Barley is the smallest ingredient. 5%, 10%, whatever it is, right? Yet, it's not there, ledabek, it's there for taste. And therefore, the whole cholent becomes a mezonos, right, as we'll see.
Let's say, so there's one grain of barley in there.
No, not one, because you have that question when you have, you know, a bowl of soup and you got, you know, literally one or two barley grains floating around. That's
so what are we
putting
in rice?
Rice is not a mezonos. Rice is a mezonos, but it's not...
Right.
It's not treated as chamesh min hadagon, so you'd go after the majority.
Whatever majority of
what what's in that mixture. So if you have beans and rice and some potatoes and some meat and whatever, and they're small pieces,
what?
So then you have to figure out if there's a majority. We'll get to those rules, right? About how to deal with, you know, if you have a fruit cup that's got a mixture of some grapes and some melon and some whatever. Right, you have to know, and in your spoon, you got it. Every spoonful has a mixture of that stuff, so that's a typical tyruvus. And you know, you have to see what the majority is. So sushi comes into that whole play, right, sushi rolls. But it's not so clear, right? That's one of the things with cereals. Why cereals, there's almost no way that a consumer can determine what the proper bracha on a cereal is, because the it could start off with corn flour. What?
Only the newer cereals.
What do you mean?
All the older cereals all had real...
Oh, they're all wheat.
All wheat and oats, they all had real ingredients, the first ingredient.
Right. So, but now it's corn, it's whole corn flour, grain, whatever. And then you have something, and then you have sugar, and then you have something else. And then you have, wheat flour. Well, is that wheat flour there to give a taste, or is that wheat flour there to just hold the thing together? So, what?
Belsky.
What about Belsky?
Belsky said that if it's in the first two ingredients, it's for taste. If it's in the fourth ingredient and beyond, it's not for taste. It's the third ingredient, then you have to find out. It's called a company.
Okay, the company will never tell you.
They'll never tell you.
Because I called the company.
Yeah, they'll never tell you.
And even if it is passes, I don't know, that's an ironclad rule, right? But again, you have to go. That's why the Starcade, they actually do the homework. They actually speak to all the companies, and they are able to tell you. I always say this over. There's, you know, those Lace cookies. Right, so they're made out of flour. They're made out of they're made, well, whatever, that liquid
sugar.
It's not sugar, but it's
molasses.
Right, it's made out of molasses. Got some flour in there.
Is that horse food?
Sugar, a little chocolate drizzled on top. So I remember, right? I asked Yochi. I said, "So the flour that you put in there, is it ledabek or letam?" And his answer was, "I don't know, but that's the recipe." So even the bakers don't necessarily know. So you're sort of stuck, and you have to make a mezonos on something else, and a shahakal on something else, because you're sitting here with a bracha that you have no idea whether it's ladabik or latam.
I still want to get back to that cholent, and how many grains of barley you need to make from
cholent doesn't know. If it's a real, it's as an ingredient. Not if you have one grain. One grain's not going to do the whole thing. If it's there for flavor, not there accidentally. No one's going to put one grain of barley in there just to make a mezonos on it.
No, but you go to a shul, cholent, and well, I guess most of them don't even look like they have any barley in there.
No, they all have barley.
Yeah, well, but it doesn't look like it's. You don't see it.
You're not going to see. It's not going to be the primary ingredient. But if you look in your, if you look in the mush, you will see barley pieces.
Okay.
You got to see something. It's not just beans.
No, but it's usually potatoes.
No,
potatoes are cheaper.
Than barley.
Potatoes are not cheap.
No, you see them though. You see the potatoes.
You see the bigger potatoes. Okay, we'll get to that.
Size matters.
Anyway. Okay, so in this case, if you're adding something ledabek, you don't make a mezonos because of the vashtik. Okay, benir dehadim erev kidei lost his time betaruba shu ikar. Right, if you mix something in for taste, that it's ikar. Hainu davka shiesha mamoshes min adaber nosin tam bedaber chashav. Right, when you're putting something in to add taste, right, it is only if it is something chashav, and has some mamoshes there. Al besam shnayos nitzolchem rakach, but just putting spices in. Even though maybe the total flavor comes from there, right? Al pi sheheim lenasinas tamim mevarchalim, that does not trigger a bracha. To betel b'miuton, they are the minority. Al pi shenosin tam lachein nogin shalavarch rak al hamir kachas la b'sam shabahen. Right. Therefore, we don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha on the mir kachas. Meaning what?
You can show up anytime
for a bachar. Bachar invited anytime. Okay, so you make whatever the mixture is, but you don't make a bracha on the, you want to sit over there?
I'm only together, I gotta do carpool, I'm a single parent this week.
Yeah, we know.
You gotta texted your wife, you know, they can't, they shut the,
you got it off easy tomorrow. Okay, let's go to Nadvav, al ha'ikr. Right, so you make a bracha on the ikr.
You don't even have the right one.
Ayin l'kamon tim reishit beis, shomar kol prodi din ikr p'tov. Right, so we're gonna see when we get to reishit beis, the ikr and the tuffel stuff, right? Because that's going to be the right? That's going to be where we're going to get in
trouble.
Okay, you got to dial. You got to go on Zoom.
Okay.
Mute.
I guess he didn't get the email about the 10 o'clock.
No, he didn't send me a thing. Okay, so we'll see in Siman Reishit Beis the halachas of ikar and tuffel, and then Nun Zayin. Wait a minute for Dobie to join.
One second. So what are we talking about? What are we talking about here? What's the subject?
Well, here is just the simple ikar and tuffel. You know, something that provides taste. Does it really, you know, determine the bracha if you're the taste provider? Clearly, if it's just there ledabek, it doesn't. If you're just there for reyach, it doesn't. If you're just there for coloring, you know, it doesn't.
This should have a requirement that all the bracha should be put on the label.
So the issue with brachas on the label is that the Hamish HaHashkachas do that. The OU is very wary about trying to do that because of the fact that most companies will not want it. The fact they got the symbol in there is enough. They're not going to want to have Blarim and Mizonos in Hebrew. Even though we said Pringles has all sorts of Hebrew on it.
Just because it says chazer in kosher doesn't mean it's kosher. Just because it says chazer in Hebrew, sorry.
No, no, I understand, but they're going to have an OU on it already. Yeah. They're going to put a bracha on it.
Rebelska said the Rebbe Machsha's job is not to make a bracha, not to pask in the brachas, only to pask in the kashas. Regarding mezonos bread, that's what he said.
That's why they never asked him to be the Haimash Arashtocha.
Oh, the mezonos bread.
Okay. Oh, mezonos bread, that's what he said. Okay. Rebbe Machsha's not meant to pask in the whole of brachas.
Okay, well. For a lot of these things, they have they're the only one who can pass in the brachas. Right? Mizonos bread is something else. Right, mizonos bread is not a question on the bread itself.
It's the ingredients that they put in.
No. Juice versus the when they tell you that it's mizonos bread, so that's the starting point. That yes, the ingredients that there may be some apple juice instead of water, and you know, now with all that in your hand, what do you do with that?
So eat it.
Well, that's a question. in the middle of your meal or make a sandwich. Come on, Dobie, where are you? There we are. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, the green bar.
Okay, we're on page
225.
Yeah, I know. I see you. Page 225, we're Simon Mishnebura Nun Zion. Okay, so he said, we just read that first Shulchan Aruch Beis. So he says in Nun Zion, how are you, Iker? And he says, meaning this whole thing that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, and even the Ramah for that matter, right? It's really only talking about if you mix a wheat product. Again, this is our cholent issue. If there's a grain or the Lay's cookies, if you're putting one of the five grains, so then you can have a discussion about that. The fact that it's there for taste is somehow may drive the whole process. But for any other mixture, right, when you're talking, let's say, sushi, so it's a mixture, so you're not following what gives it the taste. You know, the argument that everyone always makes is that, oh, it goes after what you like the most. We'll see later on whether that's an argument at all. Okay. And then he says, okay, shesha mamashos, right? But in order for it to, you know, do anything, it has some mamashli, has to come with a chronic musical ale, apiesh mamashli, and basra, rak basra.
What does mamashos mean?
It's got to have some substance. Right? So again, the Ramah does not seem to be talking about mizonos, right? But we'll see later on that this is not going to be relevant. For any other mixture that is mixing there, we're going to go after Rove, unless that grain is a mizonos. Not rice. It's a five minei dava. Okay. Kol davishu yud gimel. Kol davishu mesupik bebrachasa yivarach shakol. If you're mesupik on the brach, you make a shakol. So the Mishbur says, Ayin le'el sovsim reish beis. Mishbur d'vermaskol v'im. That's where we said that being mesupik means you've learned the sugya, you've done everything you can, you've asked, you've made your inquiries, and you still don't have an answer, right? Either because you no way of finding out the ingredients, right? Or, you know, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yashiv held it was this, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held it was that. And, you know, so it's a suffix. So
it doesn't sound like you're not, it doesn't sound like you're, there's a reason not to eat it.
What?
It doesn't sound like you shouldn't eat it.
Mishabur before says you should not eat it unless you know, unless you've done your homework.
Yeah, 1 second, but if you can... You
did your homework. You did your
wash
homework.
Wash in the morning, yeah. Bench
you
at
did
night.
Your homework.
Right.
But you did your homework, but doesn't, and, just, yeah, and you're not, it's not short. It's stuffing.
Right, so
it
then...
Mishabur doesn't say you're not supposed to eat it because it's stuffing.
Right, no.
But
you can go ahead and eat it in the middle of a meal if that's possible. Otherwise, you make a shakal. He doesn't disagree you make a shakal.
No, but...
It doesn't say to avoid eating it.
And it says that
you do. No, I'm not saying he's avoid eating, but he does, when he tells you to look back over there, he says that this is only after you learn the sugya and you've determined that you're in the middle of a suffix.
What's that, but why can't you rely on Rabbi Shulman Zalman Arach?
Well, I mean,
why can't you say, okay, I'm going to just follow Hashita?
Do you follow it for everything he says?
Well, I mean, yeah.
You do.
No, I'm saying if you pick that.
I'm done with a minion on the plane.
What?
I'm done with a minion on the plane.
If you pick that.
Yeah.
Then you're fine. I mean, you got to pick something, right?
Say
then, then you say everything machleks hamayit se mazainis. You always stick to mazainis because
you
have always.
Well, however, but however he holds.
Yeah, but we don't do that.
What do you mean we don't do that?
Our way of passing is not to just say whatever Shlomo Zalman says is halacha.
It's easier.
He could tell somebody that I tell you to make this bracha,
right?
But that doesn't mean that we, who know what this person says, this person says that, that we can go ahead and say. Unless you are a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman and you follow every single thing he says. And we are not Talmud of Shlomo Zalman. We don't follow everything he says. And therefore, it's...
I use a teabag on Shabbos, I just want to say. It's Sunday, it's Confessions.
And therefore, you're following who?
Shlomo Zalman.
As long as you don't drip it
out.
I take
the spoon. No,
okay.
Yeah, but he follows everything on Reb Moshe, so he's good.
You're fine.
No, I don't drive back on Shabbos anymore. Rabbi Sachs said...
Trust me, you don't follow everything Rav Moshe. that much I can tell you.
You should know. Rosh said you should use Shabbos clocks on Shabbos.
Huh?
Rosh right. said you shouldn't use Shabbos clocks
right.
on Shabbos.
Except for lights.
What does he say except for lights?
In the
tshuva. So I like the fact that Rabbi Sachs said that.
Emotional.
In the tshuva.
He said for Shabbos, yeah?
Yeah. He says not to, to have, not have for lights is almost impossible. But
because
says,
I don't know how I'd miss those Saturday morning cartoons if I didn't videotape them.
Right.
But what's a, but right, anytime you have a machlokas, you're saying is anytime you have a disagreement, if a machlokas between two, yeah. So what are you gonna do?
You deal with it.
I don't, I'm saying, how do you deal with it?
You, let's say you have a machlokas, it's either a shahakal or an adama. So you go ahead and you take another thing, an adama, another thing that's a shahakal. Or you during your meal. I was going to say right now. He says, Samach yivar shahakal, v'devet yod tib shahakal akal dover, v'kan kibin shemusup, v'ket yevet dummy. So we treat it as it's been yevet in the first place.
I don't understand, like, it's a different minute. It's a different, like, shahakal, an egg, and a meat. It's two different things. But you're saying one can cover the other.
So. Yeah, yeah. The bracha is the same bracha. So you can have in mind. Because if, let's say you have on your plate.
You have to have in mind when you
No,
start.
But let's say you
it's
have
the shahakal on the ice cream. The
let's say
ice
you
cream
have on your plate, meat. You're going to have meat and eggs. So you're going to make one bracha of a shahakal. Right? And let's say what you ideally should do is when you make your bracha on your meat, you
no,
say.
But you really want the meat. You don't want the necessarily the egg. You're supposed to say it on what's adif.
No, but you're eating the egg also. But which one you make the bracha on is irrelevant. I mean, there's an order for that. But ultimately, right, you should have in mind whatever shahakals are coming up in this meal, I want this bracha to cover it.
If you have something new gets added, then you have to have
it. Then if you didn't have it in mind, you may have to go make a new bracha.
No, but now, what point? 49 people say it's shahakal, and one person says mazonos.
No, so that...
So what point does it become something where it's just... You know, you got to be machmir on it, then you got to get coverage from somewhere else.
Where it's 49-1. But we're going to talk about that in a second, right? Now, I'm going to read you the Aruch HaShulchan in a second. He says, Mikol machmir u'dover shiach l'patra soch asuda adav tvei. The Mishnah does say if it's something, so again, it doesn't tell you not to eat it, but if you have a way out of it, you should try to get the way out of it. So if it's something you can eat during a meal and not have to deal with the brachas, so fine.
You mean like by washing?
I'm not going to tell. He's not going to tell you to force you to wash. But
melon.
If there's a particular food you're going to have,
if you're washing, you still have an issue by desserts.
We're not talking about desserts necessarily here. But if you're going to have an issue,
that washing isn't always the answer.
No, washing is not always the answer, and that's why he says if it's something that's his lashon is very clear. Shiyachal apacho, something that you could have your meal cover it, then do that. If your meal's not going to cover it, then that doesn't help.
It's like when they asked the brachat schnitzel, and he said, "What's that?" He always just washed.
Okay, now here's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, right? He says that we don't go after rov deos, right? We don't go after the majority. If 10 people say it's an eitz and 5 people say it's an adama, we don't follow that. He says, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if there's, you know, a significant opinion, right? That significant opinions that take a lower bracha level, so then we follow the lower bracha. But that only helps for if it's shahakol versus an eitz or adama. It's a machlokas whether it's a mazonos or an adama that doesn't necessarily help you out over there.
I thought a mazonos was always considered a higher bracha than an adama.
Not necessarily. Now, the Kaf HaChaim says that where everybody says the bracha is A.
You ready?
And there is a person who says the bracha is B.
Where are you reading?
Right?
I'm sorry.
I'm looking in here. It's number 46. Okay. Right? So he says, so this is your 49-1. We don't...
Yeah, but it's a Kaf HaChaim. He's farty.
We don't apply the rule. But the Aruch HaShulchan will say, if it's like 10-5 and shahakal versus this, then you go down to the shahakal.
Thing. We always usually look. Nowadays, most players can pass kind of consensus.
Right.
But the general consensus is that you need a shikla test. The general consensus.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, but let's say that you're sitting there in a meal and you're in the middle of a meal and food and you don't have time to go do the whole.
So the answer is
it safe to say a shakol?
No, the answer is that everybody has coverage in their house. You're in your house. You have no excuse not to go to your pantry and take whatever the suffix is, take one of vaday of this and one vaday of that, and cover your food. Okay?
Yeah, but how does it help you with the after bracha necessarily? Don't you have to eat a shear beach?
Well, it depends what the after bracha is.
Well, it's a question whether it's mazonos or haritz. Then you gotta eat enough of each.
Otherwise,
you got a suffix there, too.
Yes, that could be a problem.
When we're saying rov poskim, we need machronim or... Rishonim or
everybody? I mean, yeah, when the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about it, he's probably talking about, you know, he's probably talking about Rishonim, right? For our purposes today, that we have the plethora of poskim that have weighed in on some of these interesting foods, so that would probably be the same rule.
Just the achronim.
Yeah. Because remember, the issue is less the issue of, you know, how the food is prepared or things like that, but it's, you know, what exactly, you know, the processing of the food. That's a more modern issue today. Okay, Simon Reishay. Barachos, birchos, yirachos, avo, hesifim, right, vegetables. So he says, kol al yirachos, barach, barach, pri adama. So on vegetables, you make an adama. Ve'afilu bishmim, if you cook them. Ve'chein, kol peiros, ve'kitnios, right, all, we'll see, fruit and beans. She'tovim, chayim, mushalim, they taste just as good cooked as they do raw. Ve'varach, leim, lachar, bishulim, ki birchosim, roi, lehem, kodim, shbishal. So if they're cooked, you make the bracha. Same bracha you'd make if they were raw, if they're both good. Aval kruv is silka, ukruv, right? So kruv is a gourd, silka is a beet, and kruv is cabbage. Uchiyotze bahem. What? I know. So, but we haven't said anything yet, so try not to jump the gun here. Uchiyotze bahem shetovim uvushalom yoser mechayim. So those things, right? Cooked beets and cooked cabbage, right? Were definitely more eaten, and cooked squash were definitely eaten more cooked back in the day. Shetov mevushal, they're definitely better cooked back then. Right? Kishahem chayim avar shakal, and therefore on raw cabbage would be shahakal. Uliachar bishulam bar priadama, and then after you cook them, it would be a bar priadama. And this is vitumi, which is perish shumim, garlic. Vikarsi, perish pork, which is leeks. Kishahem chayim bar priadama, so those are eaten raw. Bar priadama, liachar shibishlam shahakal. Right, and again, that's changed also. Cooked garlic is just as popular as raw garlic. When you cook them, it's considered like they became worse. Even if you cook these things and they're with meat, so they get some additional flavor. It's not because the vegetable has somehow become tastier, it's because it's mixed in with the meat. So the things that are meant to be eaten raw, right, again,
but garlic's like a spice.
The raw whole clove of garlic.
No, well, I mean,
you're talking about garlic powder, but people.
There's also the opposite today.
What? A lot of things are. Well, again,
both
everything.
Garlic and leeks.
Right. Well, we're gonna see about all this stuff, right? That, you know, we go after what is the norm, right? So this was the norm. So let's go back to Mishnah Berurah Aleph. And he says, "Vafilu bishlam." Even if you cook them, umar shetam lachav ben chayim b'mushalom, assuming they taste equally good cooked and raw. Uch the Messiah machar gabe peres v'kitnios. And then he says, "V'kitnios." He says, "V'dafish olkem b'odem lachav." Right? Kitnios is only if you eat them while they're still moist. Right? So they're still an edible bean. Alva kitnios b'un yevesh, a dry bean which is rock hard. Ein darkan shel b'nei adam lachav chayim b'mushalom. Nobody eats those raw. L'fikach ha'ochem chayin mevar shakal. Somehow you do eat it raw. You make a shahakal v'ayimus and reish dalat sev cut and test mishnah brurah. Right? So again, when he uses the lashon chayin called peros v'kitnios, shetom chayim mushalom, right? Not every kitnios is good raw. Okay, let's see the beralacha first before we turn the page here. So he says, Kosevema kebracha. Kitnios upulin, right? Beans, shalchen kishem lachen. You eat them while they're still moist. The hainama shikor and arbis, shutin, right? So let's assume it's chickpeas. Bein chai, bein ma'ushan, whether it's raw or smoked. Ratlam resrufin kitas ba'ushan, right? The koran oso gebrenta arbis, right? Okay, some sort of smoked arbis. A burnt arbis. Probably doesn't mean burnt, but it means smoke. I mean, the word means burnt, but it's probably smoked. Some kitnios, shemavashlam b'mayim, some kitnios that you cook. Bein shalom so tochem arak shikorin, so arbis zupa, right? So that's, you know, soup, you know, that has chickpeas. Even if they're somewhat dissolving, reading them after they're cooked. And you spill out the boiling water. You put in salt and spices. And eat them whole. They're not cooked at all. You soak them in water. Until, you know, I guess some of their peel or whatever stems fall off. And after, while it's still wet, you put them on top of a griddle. There's holes in the griddle. Okay, it's not, it doesn't seem to be a huge chiddush, right? All we're just saying is that you can have, you know, kitnios that will be tasty, cooked, or not so cooked. Okay, so gimel, so yoser mechayim, right? But these vegetables that he lists, which is krah, silka, and kruv, again, gourds, which is, again, squash, beets, and cabbage. So he says, yoser mechayim, miloshen ze mashma de'af kesheim tov mechayim gamkein, right? Even if they're good, you know, raw, even shame yoser tov shame musham, they're better cooked. Mevar shahakel, you would make a shahakel. And he says, we call machim derech rov bnei adam lachim gam kinshen chayim mevarch pri adama. So you have to know what is rov bnei adam, right? Shaar Tzion says, right? Erech Tzion says, hainu b'oso machim, right? In your place. Right, so it becomes a question, right, a whole discussion, what does that mean, right? And does it mean that they're eaten that way, are they planted that way, right? Right, we'll see, we saw before, that if they're planted for one thing, in fact, people eat it a different way, may not change the bracha, and therefore you end up with issues, right? Let's say it's planted in one country where they don't eat it, but they import it here where they do eat it that way, right? So you end up with a whole discussion whether how you, you know, you're going to come out with this sort of thing, right? Right, whether you follow the country where it's being eaten, the country where it is being grown, but you know, for a lot of these things, so obviously cabbage and coleslaw has become just as popular, maybe even more popular than cooked cabbage, right? So stuffed cabbage is nice, but I don't know how many people actually make it. Sauerkraut is cooked. Okay, so again, so it's cooked cabbage. So cabbage is definitely eaten both ways. Beets, right? Raw beets. Okay, I don't know. What? What did you say? Okay, so again, you have to know what's going on in your town, in your, you know what goes on at a. You know, in America, it may not be what goes on in Eretz Yisrael. It may not be what goes on in Russia. They're all going to have different ways of approaching different foods. But we've definitely got to the point where, you know, due to the health consciousness of people, right, the raw stuff has been, you know, where they say if you cook it, you lose all the, you know, nutrients, and therefore a lot of, you know, a lot of this food has gotten down to being raw. Okay, let's leave the first beralach here. Shetovim chayim umavushalin. That they're equally good cooked and raw. It's only people there eat it that way. So, you know, a guy could wake up one day and say, you know, raw cauliflower is really like the tastiest thing I've ever had. But if nobody is following suit at that moment, so then it's going to be, even though raw cauliflower may be tasty, but it's going to be a shahakal. Once it becomes more popular, so then it would switch. Okay, so dal liacher bishulam, and after, right, and if you have certain things that are tastier when they are cooked, so when they are raw, you make a shahakal, and after you cook them, you make a bari pradama. So he says, v'hu adinim heim kavushim or meluchim, right, same is true if they're soaked or salted. People eat them that way raw. Levarach bar pri adama. So the fact that they're eating that way doesn't change the fact that they're eating raw. Lefize mashkar and kraut. Keshikavshim nasu chamut, and that's sauerkraut. Levarach and bar pri adama, even though it's raw, but people eat sauerkraut. Even in the days when they weren't eating a raw piece of cabbage, but they would eat sauerkraut.
It's like pickled, though, right?
Well, that's what sauerkraut is, right? But if you don't do it, if you just eat raw cabbage, again, before the coleslaw days became popular, right? So even though they had sauerkraut, but the raw cabbage would be a shahakal.
So we have raw cabbage.
What?
We have raw cabbage all the time.
Yeah. Well, so the coleslaw movement made raw cabbage available, and people now put it into salads, and, you know, raw cabbage is a popularly eaten food, even though once upon a time it was also just straight animal food. Right, so raw cabbage would, back in those days, was a shahakol and mevushalin, right? And if it's cooked, it would be bar pri adama. Okay, now salatin. What about lettuce? Right. So he says lettuce meur v'mishem v'chometz. He says lettuce that's mixed with oil and vinegar. Bar pri adama apachain. You know, again, the assumption was that greens were just not eaten. The kol's actually ochlin tochasuda. Right, so you had these greens, you'd put salad dressing on them, now people would eat it. You know, there's no question back in the days of the old days, they certainly ate much more to my liking. You know, fatty meat and, you know, salad dressing on everything, and, you know, the other way, you're not eating lettuce and you know,
vegetables.
And lean meat and whatever, you know, this wasn't part of their menu.
Bread
was the menu. Right, so he says, v'kolzek ishe lo alchon tochasud, these are all meal items, v'imochal salatin basar nas etofel abasar. Again, that's not, that's not even like on the radar that you're going to have your lettuce with a piece of meat, right? That you're going to put your piece of meat on a bed of lettuce, right? That doesn't, now.
But you'd have it on your plate, say, right?
You could have it on your plate, but no, but it wouldn't be tofel to your basar, it has to be that you're eating it with it.
Oh, is that what it means?
Right. Okay. Now, again, so from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like, okay, lettuce is only a adama if you eat it with, you know, with dressing.
What about a cabbage roll?
What's
that?
What's cabbage roll?
You don't know what a cabbage roll is?
Stuffed cabbage?
No, yeah, stuffed cabbage, whatever.
Yeah, but it's cooked. So
the cabbage is cooked.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
So
it'd be buttled to the...
Well, that's not, okay, that's not so clear. When we get to the Iker Tuffel cases... That's not so clear. But he says, right, Rishayim, even though the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that if you only eat lettuce, you have to have dressing on it, right? Rishayimberg already noted that today the Metzias is different. People will eat the salad, the lettuce plain, right? Even without dressing, right? It has to be what people do. And people will put a little drop of dressing on. They'll put no dressing on, right? They'll eat it with whatever, right? So everybody's got their own cheshbonos. And okay, next one is long.
I just care about this issue. What about Twizzlers? Is that resolved?
That's left field.
What? Okay, let's just do one more Beralach here. Shetom Mushalm Yosem Rechaim. Right. So we said that certain vegetables are better cooked. I am Ishbur that feel Kshem Chaim Haim Gam, even if they taste good, Kimish Kshem Mushalm Haim Tob Yosem, they're better cooked and people don't eat them typically raw. When we say they're better cooked, that means they're inherently better, right? I mean, cabbage, a cooked piece of cabbage may be better, right? More edible. I don't feel like a shame of Ashim Lobos when you're cooking it by itself. If they're only considered better because you cook them with meat, right? So, okay, we'll stop here. As we said, we are on Zoom for the rest of the week. 10 o'clock tomorrow night on Zoom.
Got it.
Okay, Shkaya.
What about the Twizzlers?
What about Twizzlers?
What's wrong with that?
You have to look at the...
Not good.